Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 69.
Talking about what to do when trouble hits your life. And that's one, you know, kind of a funny thing when people just come to the Lord and says, you know what, I'm insulated from evil, nothing bad's going to happen to me because now I am saved. Well, you have just twisted the nose of the arch enemy of God. And he will try to disrupt your life every way he possibly can. But the Lord has given us armor. He has given us his name. He has given us his word. He has given us his blood. He has given it all up for us to defeat the enemy through the power of God that sets captives free, sets you free, sets this whole wide world free if we would just receive him. But the reality is stuff happens. But listen to this. Two scriptures today. One is from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. The word says, now when you pass... It didn't say if you ever passed. The word says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Oh, boy, isn't that good. Whatever you're going through, whatever deep waters you're going through, it could be a financial decision. It could be the business that you're in. It could be your home, your spouse, your children. It could be your neighbors. It could be the city that you're living in. It could be a physical challenge that you're going through right now. Whatever it is, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Wow. So whatever you're going through, you're not alone. You are not alone. He is with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through fire, you will not be burned. And neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Oh, yeah, do we ever. We've all known those stories from our youth in Sunday school. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And there they were doing a good thing, doing the right thing, not worshiping and not bowing down to idols, graven images. And the king was extremely angry. And the God-haters reminded him what he said would happen to people that didn't bow down to him. And so off they went, bound hand and foot. And the men of war, the great men of war, the strongest that they had, were the ones that were supposed to throw them into that fiery furnace. But it was so hot that it killed the soldiers throwing the Hebrews into the fire. But there they were, walking around, praising God, and the fourth man showed up. Wow. Do you need the fourth man in your life? Do you need him? The deal is this. He is with you wherever you go. Maybe you don't see him with your naked eye, but he is there. He is there. But the king, the ungodly king, that he thought he was God, he said, I see the likeness of God on that fourth man. Who is that fourth man? Didn't we only pitch three in there? There were three Hebrew children, not four. But the fourth one has the likeness of the Son of God. Whatever the fire is, they can't hurt you. They can't burn you. They can torment you, but they cannot kill you. And here the Word of God tells us, neither will that flame kindle upon you, hurt you, stay with you forever. You know, the Bible tells us that things come to us in seasons. And seasons, sometimes are very abrupt and short. sometimes they feel a little bit too long. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, having done all to stand, stand. And we have the armor of God. We know we have the name of Jesus. We know that we can plead the blood. We can stand on what he did on the cross, but more importantly, the power of the resurrection of Jesus himself. And so having done all, every single thing you know to do, don't quit. That's not the next thing you do is not quit. The next thing you do is keep on standing and keep on standing. And that season, it will pass. It will be over. And you'll be in victory, and then you'll say, looking backward, what flame, what trial, what tribulation. God was with me every single step of the way. I want to thank you for listening and watching Table Talk. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.